Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when your brain feels like a hamster wheel, just spinning and spinning with a million thoughts buzzing around? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, bombarding us with notifications, deadlines, and the constant pressure to do more, be more. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this chaotic cycle and find some serious clarity amidst the noise? Today, we're diving deep into how to prioritize what truly matters in a world that wants us to do it all. It's about learning to quiet the mental chatter, focus on what brings real value, and create space for the things that truly light you up. First off, let's talk about recognizing those distractions. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, only to realize you haven't actually accomplished anything meaningful? We all do it. Those little pings and notifications are designed to grab our attention, but they often pull us away from what's truly important. The key is to become aware of these distractions and consciously choose how to spend your time and energy. Next up, think about setting clear goals. I'm not talking about those vague be healthier resolutions that tend to fade by February. I mean specific, actionable goals that align with your values and aspirations. When you have a clear vision of what you want to achieve, it becomes easier to focus your efforts and say no to things that don't contribute to your bigger picture. Speaking of saying no, this is crucial, my friends. We tend to overcommit ourselves, trying to please everyone and take on every opportunity that comes our way. But guess what? You can't be everything to everyone all the time. Learning to say no gracefully protects your time and energy, allowing you to prioritize what truly matters. Now, let's talk about cultivating mindfulness. Ever heard of the saying "be present"? It's not just a trendy hashtag, it's a powerful tool for finding clarity. Taking a few moments each day to simply be present to focus on your breath, your senses, and your surroundings can help calm the mental chatter and bring a sense of peace. Finally, remember that finding clarity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel scattered and overwhelmed, but don't beat yourself up. Just keep practicing those strategies we talked about and trust that you're moving in the right direction. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to study for an important exam. You've got your textbook open, but every time you try to focus, your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, your friends are texting, and your brain is replaying yesterday's drama. Sound familiar? That's exactly what those distractions do. They hijack our attention and make it impossible to truly absorb information or accomplish anything meaningful. So how do we combat this? By setting boundaries. Tell your friends you need some focused study time, silence those notifications, and create a dedicated space where you can concentrate without interruptions. See, it's not about being antisocial, it's about creating an environment that allows you to thrive. It's about prioritizing what matters most in this case, acing that exam, and making conscious choices to protect your time and energy. Now, let me recap those key takeaways because they are game changers. Recognize those sneaky distractions. They're everywhere, but becoming aware of them is the first step to taking back control. Set clear goals that align with your values. This gives you direction and purpose, making it easier to say no to things that don't serve your bigger picture. Practice saying no gracefully. You can't do everything, and that's okay. Protecting your time is essential for finding clarity and achieving your goals. Cultivate mindfulness by taking a few moments each day to simply be present. This helps calm the mental chatter and brings a sense of peace. Remember, finding clarity is an ongoing journey. Be kind to yourself, keep practicing those strategies, and trust that you're making progress. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start prioritizing. Identify those distractions, set your goals, say no with confidence, practice mindfulness, and remember, even small steps lead to big changes. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some clarity in their life. See you next time on Clarity First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.